From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in that incident on March 17th in Mosul is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul Municipality Chief Abdul Sadr El-Habo, who is supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies have been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Grant is the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
We're waiting to see what the results of the investigation are. We know that there have been many, many families that have been impacted by this tragedy and that there are a large number of injured, a large number of deaths.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of the heavy civilian casualties. Thousands of Russians took to the streets Sunday to protest the corruption and demand the resignation of the Prime Minister Medvedev. The demonstration called by opposition leader Alexei Navalny appeared to be the largest coordinated protest since the massive 2011-2012 demonstrations following a fraud-tainted parliamentary election. Earlier this month, Navalny published a detailed report accusing Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and vineyards through a shadowy network of nonprofit organizations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A China Influence Committee has chosen Carrie Lam as Hong Kong's next leader.
Fellow Hong Kong citizens, my big thank you to you all. Here, with humility, I stand as Chief Executive-Elect of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China, and ready to begin a new chapter in our journey together.
China's communist leadership had lobbied behind the scenes for Lam, so her victory came as no surprise. John Singh, the widely popular candidate, came in second. The lead election committee was at the root of the protest as activists decried the lack of direct choice by Hong Kong's 3.8 million registered voters. Cincinnati officials in the U.S. Midwestern state of Ohio say at least 15 people were shot, one fatally, in a crowded nightclub early Sunday. The police assistant chief said the scene at the Cameo nightclub was a very horrific situation. Chief Elliot Isaac, during a morning news conference, explained what happened.
Several local men got into some type of a dispute inside the bar, and it escalated into shots being fired from several individuals. As a result, there were 16 people that sustained gunshot injuries, one of which is deceased.
And that person has been identified as 27-year-old O'Brien Spikes. Again, hundreds of people were in the club when that shooting took place. No one has been taken into custody as of yet. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead includes 16 prisoners and prison staff. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform. This follows the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives because it did not have enough support. Mr. Trump said and laid some of the blame for the bill's failure on Democrats. A U.S. counterterrorism airstrike earlier this month in Afghanistan killed an al-Qaeda leader responsible for a deadly hotel attack in Islamabad in 2008 and 2009, attacks on a bus carrying the Sri Lankan cricket team. The U.S. Defense Department confirms the death of Qari Yassin. Authorities say he was a senior terrorist figure in Pakistan with ties to the Taliban. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.